You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
Fancy disguises, skin-tight outfits, naughty behaviors you'd be ashamed to tell mommy about.
Okay. Oh, my kind of thing, whatever we're talking about.
No, it's not one of Brooke's famous key parties with the communal nacho cheese fountain.
Yeah, you're just mad you haven't gotten an invite.
It's the Masked Speaker. Yeah. One of our listeners is already on the line ready to share something that's going to make Brooke blush.
Oh, it takes a lot.
It's not easy to do.
Yeah. Brooke, maybe Alexis will blush.
Yeah.
And they've chosen to go by the strange and mysterious alias Brian.
Ooh.
Hello.
Very exotic name, Brian.
You know, I want to hide in plain sight. That's why I chose Brian.
Oh, yeah. Now I get the strategy with that voice,
you're hiding in plain voice, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, you are today's mass speaker. Your phone line is being run through the voice changer, so whenever you're ready, go ahead, spill the tea.
Okay. So, guys, I've been holding on this for a little while, about 2 years now.
Okay. Is it something that you feel bad about? Like, you have a lot of hesitation in the front here.
Well, it's only hard because it's something I wouldn't mind telling everybody.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
So you want to tell everyone this, but you can't for some reason.
Exactly.
Why not?
Okay. So I'll just jump right into it. I've been in a secret relationship with someone very famous for about 2 years.
Whoa!
It is about Brooke.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
How famous? What's very famous mean?
That's true.
She has been referred to as one of the top 10 singers in the world.
Singers? I thought for sure he was going to be like, she has 40,000 followers on Instagram.
Influencer nobody knows yet.
No, you're being like, for real, this is like a real celeb.
Yes, no, she has like 40,000 comments.
She's famous.
Are you someone famous? Who are you? I mean, I guess that doesn't work when you're a mass speaker.
That defeats the purpose of this entire segment.
What I mean is, how does a regular person meet someone who's considered one of the top singers in the entire world? How does that even happen?
Yeah.
Well, it's just one of those things that kind of unfolded. I have a club here in town.
And they always come to the club when they visit. That makes sense.
So wait, though, tell us the story, because famous people are in clubs all the time. They don't care about club owners.
She had a show at my club, and I think we just really hit it off in the beginning. We just kind of had a nice little conversation before the show, and I set everything up for her. I took care of her, you know, VIP style. Nice. The show went great. I didn't think anything of it. You know, I was just really making small talk, and then sure enough, after the show, we were closing down, and she sent me a text message through her manager to my phone and asked me to come hang out in the room.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so, I mean, she sent me the text. I went up to her room. We hung out. We had a really cool night. But it's one of those things that, you know, she's so famous, you know, and me being a dumb guy, you're like, well, I wonder what she wants.
Okay, I can see that. I would have no idea. I'd be like, huh.
When you went up to her room, was it just you two, or is there like an entourage? You know, like,
was it like a party in her room, or was it just you two?
It was just us two.
Whoa.
Now that's how you know. You're really so lucky.
Yeah. Oh my God. Were you so nervous about being an idiot? I'd be such a moron.
I wonder who it is.
Kind of, but you're still kind of in like, I don't know, kind of like a little twilight zone. And that's the thing, like, after we had that night and we hung out, I thought that would kind of just be it. She would kind of be on to the next club promoter, so to speak. But a few days after that, she texted me again, flew me out. We went on her yacht.
Oh, dang.
Sick.
Oh, my God.
I wonder who it is. It's Patti LaBelle.
Can I ask?
Tell me right now, it's Patti.
Because my best friend hooked up a couple of times with a very famous band lead singer.
Just
the lead singer. And she had to sign an NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure agreement where if she said anything, I guess they could sue her or something, or if she talked to the paparazzi.
No NDA. She's very cool. I mean, she realized that I'm a real person. I'm not some fanboy.
See, I make girls sign PTEs. Yeah. Please tell everyone. Yeah. I hooked up with someone. Yeah. You hear that, Mom?
Oh, my God.
I did it.
Or it's not happening.
Yeah.
It's gotten close. We've had some close calls with paparazzi. where I've literally had to hang back while her and her entourage keep going. One time, her security guard threw a jacket over my face.
Whoa. And this is, so is this a celebrity that's single, or are they in a relationship and that's part of why you can't say anything?
No, not in a relationship. She was married for a little while. All right, that's all I'm telling y'all.
Demi Moore.
Dude, he's a side piece for sure. Yeah. You're a side piece. Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I might be a side piece, but I'm like the macaroni and cheese.
Okay, you're the good side. Yeah, side. The delicious side.
It makes sense because I think a lot of times even publicists for celebrities, they want them to date other celebs. Like, so yeah, sure, date whoever you want, but when public, you're dating Zac Efron.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And this woman might come out with a brand new song about her secret lover on the side, and we'll know she's singing about
and
Brian.
It's like, Brian! Brian! Oh, wait, that's a made-up name.
It's Katy
Perry, then.
Katy
Perry.
Don't Katy Perry.
Damn, Brian, that's
cool, man.
This is, like, one of the coolest secrets.
That's some hot tea.
I want to be you.
And well, let's get into your club next time, too.
Yeah.
I want to try to get a VIP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said it's for celebrities, Jose.
Oh, sorry. Never mind, then.
Well, you and Bette Midler have a great time, Brian. Thanks for being the mass speaker. Text into 78592 if you have a confession that you're holding on to. We can hide your identity with a voice changer so you can become the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.